Hello, boys and girls. This is Aunt Martha, and I have some more stories for you. This story will be Maddie's New Home. Maddie was 8 years old. Now she had a new home. She wasn't going to be living with her aunties anymore. She was sad to leave her mama, and she was sad to leave her aunties, and she was a bit afraid to go to her new home. But she needed to start third grade, and she needed to go before school started. So in Uncle Dory's car, they put her clothes, and she took her little chair along, the little chair that she could still sit on. It was the one Aunt Martha had given her when she was 2 years old. But she took it along to her new home at Cousin Emma's. This was not going to be a visit like every place else that she had recently stayed. She was to stay there. This was going to be her home for all the time. She also took her black dolly that had its own little red high chair, and she could put it in her new room. She had a nice bed in her new room and a nice chair to sit beside her bed. And there she put her little chair that she got when she was 2 years old. And she sat beside that, her dolly, in her own little red high chair. Cousin Emma could sew so nicely, and pretty soon Maddie had her dresses really nice, and for school it was very special. She was afraid to go to a new school. Her school was close enough that she could walk down the street. There was a neighbor boy that was her same age, and on a little further down the street was another girl her age, Shirley. So she and Shirley would walk to school when school would start. Cousin Emma took Maddie to visit Shirley, and that helped. Shirley seemed kind. School began, and Maddie had been in a really large school, first and second grade. Now this was a small school, and it was a different kind of school. She had to go upstairs to the second floor. One room, first and second grade, was on first floor, and her third and fourth grade was on the second floor. And she liked best when they could take turns ringing the bell. It was a long rope hung right above the stairs, and the bell would ring and ring, and they could ring it a couple times every time when it was their turn. Teacher that year had done so well with the boys and girls. She had so many interesting things, and Maddie was happy for this teacher. Her name was Miss Maud, and she was a nice teacher. But Maddie was missing her mama, and she would think about her two fathers in the father in the Promised Land. Her Heavenly Father and her Papa, who had gone to be with Jesus a couple years ago when Maddie was 4 years old. Now, she didn't want to sing her song about, "I have a Father in the Promised Land." It made her feel sad when she thought of her Papa. But Cousin Paul tried to be a nice Papa for her. He did many nice things for her, and they had a pleasant time together. But then something was happening in the world. There was a war, and they couldn't go out like they used to and buy things in the store. They had to have a special book for everyone, a special book when they wanted to buy meat, a special book when they wanted to buy gas for the car, even a very special book if they wanted to buy shoes. This was different. These were called rationing books. And something else happened right after Maddie went to live with Cousin Paul. Cousin Paul worked in a machine shop, and they started making things for the war. Cousin Paul loved the Lord, and he didn't want to make things for the war, so he had to stop working there. And then Cousin Paul couldn't find work, and it wasn't easy for them. Sometimes they wondered how they would get their bills paid. But God was with them. When springtime came, Cousin Paul found a farm that he could rent. He could go there and work there and live there. On this farm, there was a big farmhouse. Maddie could have a room all by her own self again. There were a lot of things that were exciting about this farm. There was a big lawn, and between two trees was a huge swing. When Maddie would go on this swing, she would swing so far. It was made out of sections of strong iron bars, and it was so much fun. Maddie felt she was flying when she got on this swing. It was hard to make it go all by herself because it was heavy, but she learned if she stood up and pumped her legs, she could go like a bird. This was so much fun. But this wasn't all that was exciting there. In the yard also was a fish pond. No ordinary round fish pond like you might think, but it was a pretty good-sized fish pond that had a nice concrete edge around it that had pretty stones set in the concrete, and it was in the shape of a four-leaf clover. From one side to the other was a bridge, and right in the middle of the fish pond was a platform that had been made into a fountain at one time, but the fountain wasn't working anymore. But Maddie could slip out of from the bridge onto this platform, and she could sit there and watch the fish. She could see the fish from the edges, too. But she learned something real exciting to do when it was warm summertime about that fish pond. She would put bread between her bare toes and let it dangle in the water, and the goldfish would come and nibble and eat this bread. That used to make her toes tickle. But when Maddie first learned about this fish pond, she thought it was the most exciting thing, and she really loved it. And she thought that she was living in a palace. Now, in the house was no running water. There was electric. And this was a new thing. Maddie had a new job. Cousin Emma got her a bucket that wasn't too big, and she had to go to the spring house and dip down into the spring and get spring water. Oh, that water was so good. It really tasted so good. But there was also a cistern on the place outside in the back, and Maddie needed to bring one bucket of spring water and one bucket of cistern water. Cistern water was used to wash dishes and wash clothes. Maddie loved to go down outside the yard to the stream that ran by the place. This was a real nice stream. It had many springs along from the neighbors that made it a pretty good-sized stream by the time it got their place, and where their spring water overflowed from the spring, it joined the water that came down from the neighbors. Maddie just had a wonderful time in that lawn. She had her chores, and she sometimes helped to feed the calves at the barn, but Cousin Emma and Cousin Paul did the milking, and Maddie would have other things like helping to do the chickens. It was nice when they got new baby peepees, and they had to sit out in the evenings, and sometimes the peepees would get too much in a group, and a few of them would die. So it was important. They would have to be watched. And it was so much fun also to watch them get their little heads into the water and then hold their little heads up and like they were letting the water run down their little throats. Maddie was continuing at her school, and when the end of the school year came, she passed into fourth grade. She thought that would be fun to be a big fourth grader. The summertime was a busy time on the farm. Maddie had to help with the garden, and she would help to learn. She learned how to weed the vegetables, and she would help to shell peas. She especially liked it when they had peas to shell, because she just thought one of the best things about summertime was to eat raw peas. Oh, she thought they were so sweet. One neighbor man saw her one time eating raw peas, and he said, "You're going to turn green from eating so many raw peas." That worried Maddie a little while, but Cousin Emma said, "No, raw peas were good, and she could eat raw peas." She liked her vegetables, and that was good because that helped Maddie to grow. When Maddie had her 9th birthday, she had been with Cousin Paul's almost a whole year. She thought back to that first visit. She had been a happy girl that time, but she was not knowing at that first visit that she was going to stay for always. And now she had been there 1 whole year. That was longer than she had stayed at any place since she was 4 years old. She had stayed at many homes, and sometimes Maddie was not an obedient girl. Many people told her what to do, and she didn't always like to listen. And so Cousin Paul and Cousin Emma had to give Maddie some spankings, and that was not easy. It was not easy for her to think about that these people were going to have to be her mama and papa now, although she didn't call them papa and mama. They were good to her, and again, when she was growing, she needed new dresses for school and for church. And it was not easy. Cousin Paul did not have much money. The war was still on, and it was not easy to find money for special things like a new dress. But the feed came for the chickens in special printed bags. And when Cousin Paul went to get the chicken feed, Cousin Emma would say, "See if you can get 2 or 3 bags with the same kind of material. They will make good dresses for Maddie for school." Maddie was always very pleased. These dresses were made nice because Cousin Emma would wash up the material real nicely, and she would iron it out, and then she would cut out nice dresses, and they always fit Maddie so well. She didn't care that they were made out of feed bags. Some of the bags were white, or almost white, and out of those, Cousin Emma made nice underclothes for Maddie. She had nice clothes, even though they were made out of feed bags. Another nice thing about living on the farm, you had to have special ration coupons for sugar. But Cousin Emma was a wise woman, and she used honey. Cousin Paul had gotten bees, and they made honey. And so when other people didn't know how to get along without sugar, Cousin Emma was wise. She used honey and saved the sugar for very special things. Also on the farm, they didn't have to go out and buy meat because the farmer would give them meat. He would give them pigs to butcher, and they had their chickens. So really, while many people did not have it easy during this time, Cousin Emma and Cousin Paul made very good use of the things they had on the farm, and that made it easier. Cousin Emma and Cousin Paul took Maddie to church every Sunday. She really became very happy in her new Sunday school. And because she stayed there a long time and went every Sunday to the same church, she really thought that this is a special church, and it became a very pleasant place for her to go. Before this, when she visited in so many homes, she was never at the same church very often. So now she had her own Sunday school teacher, and she was happy. Cousin Emma helped her with her Sunday school lesson, and Cousin Emma would help her with her prayers. In this home, she learned that Jesus loved her there, too. She didn't have her own mama and her own papa, but she did have the same Jesus that they had taught her about. And now she could be happy, even though sometimes when she felt sad, she would wish she could be back with her own, very own mama. But she knew that Cousin Emma and Cousin Paul were making a good home for her. She tried to remember that this was making her father in heaven and her papa who had gone to heaven, this was making them happy when she could be happy. She was thankful that here she had a good home.